is your place. This is where you'll serve America best. Your future's in the sky. You see, the way the Air Force Reserves feel about it, they're fighting and they're flying for the safety of our people at home, our mothers and fathers and our sisters and brothers. America will have overwhelming superiority in the air.
Hello, everyone. This is Colonel Gormley, 507th Air Refueling Wing Commander.
And I am Chief Wiseman, 507th Command Chief.
And I'd like to welcome everyone to the fifth episode of
Refuel Radio.
Wow. Unrehearsed.
I can't believe we just did that.
It worked. All right. So we are going to introduce our two guests. One's a member of the unit and the other is our honorary commander. And let's start with our honorary commander. Talk to me.
I would say one is a guest. One is kind of a third wheel co-host, assistant to the host.
And I don't, you know what? Okay, good point. And I don't want to call Jim a guest either. You are honorary commander. You're by no means a guest. I shouldn't have said that. How about that? Okay, you could have corrected me.
I feel like, you guys have always welcomed me.
That's exactly right.
And, can we correct the third wheel part?
Let's introduce the third wheel first. Yeah, just because I can tell he's itching. Neil, go ahead.
All right, sir. So thank you for allowing me to be here today.
You bet.
My name is Neil Lambert. I currently serve as the 507th Maintenance Group Executive Director. Previously, I retired from here over recruiting service in 2021. So it's an honor to be here. I've worked very closely with what used to be the Blazers and now the Comets. I mean, just the support that we've received from our local baseball team is phenomenal and from Jim. So thank you. I'm glad to be here.
You bet. And don't limit yourself. You are not just anything. What you do here, Neil, is across the wing for everyone. You are known as the guy to go to when stuff needs to get done. Bottom line. So anyway, you're not just anything. All right. You're not just Neil. All right. Nobody puts you in the corner. Right.
That was really nice.
Yeah.
That was very nice that you said that.
All right. Now let's go with our honorary commander, Jim Flavin. Can you please introduce yourself? Tell us about yourself.
Yeah. Jim Flavin, honorary commander, 507th. And, formerly the VP of Partnerships for the Oklahoma City Dodgers, the Oklahoma City Baseball Club, and now the Oklahoma City Comets, which we're going to stick with.
Okay.
But I've just recently moved into a position with our ownership group to become one of our VP of National Sales.
Which is a
Diamond
big
Baseball
deal.
Holdings.
So to translate for everyone listening, all of those many listeners out there, that means you're going to be leaving the Oklahoma City area and moving to the metropolis of?
Just outside of Boston.
Grew up in Massachusetts,
just outside Boston. I'll be on the South Shore, the Irish Riviera, as it's affectionately known.
That's awesome.
So, yeah, we moved into this position with our ownership group, which now has 41 minor league baseball clubs across all levels, single A to triple A. And we'll be selling partnerships across all these clubs, as well as all of minor league baseball, all 120.
That's awesome, man. And what a cool step up for you. I know you're moving home, right?
Yeah.
Oh, that's cool.
Haven't lived in Massachusetts in 20 years now.
Gotcha. Well, I know. So going to Boston, it's going to be a little different than being in Oklahoma City. But
less cowboy hats.
That's a good point. And I talked to my boss earlier today, and he actually said, go on a hike through the trees. I'm like, boss, there are no trees here. We're in Oklahoma. You know,
first thing I noticed landing to come to visit and interview in person, it was March of 22. And got off the plane, got an Uber, you know, no foliage, no trees, flat as all heck. And I'm like, what am I doing? Then I walked into the stadium and it's gorgeous.
That's a good point. I made the right decision. Yeah, that's a good point. But okay, so the differences between Oklahoma City and Boston are, there's a few.
Mm-hmm.
But one of the things that Chief and I, typically when we right before UTA, a lot of our reservists come in, especially leadership, come in a couple of days prior. And we all kind of hang out. Well, Chief and I decided a few nights ago that we were going to go grab dinner, and I let him kind of do the picking. And that was the best thing. That was the best decision I so far in my tenure to allow you to pick where we're going, because you introduced me to things in this city that I didn't know existed, areas in the city that I didn't know were there.
I would say, you know, I'm not a native individual to Oklahoma, but I will tell you, Oklahoma City is such a hidden gem.
Yes.
And I think that every time I come here the last 2 years, You know, I try to find those restaurants. I try to find those districts within Oklahoma City that's really got some heritage to it, number one. Number two, some vintage type style, whether it's cowboy hats or whether it's a little bit more, I'm going to use the word hippie, if you will. Yeah. Right.
Hipster.
Hipster is the term. Yeah. Okay. Hipster is the term.
And the reason this matters for our reservists that are listening is because I want them to go out into the community, or we want them to go out in the community and live it. And I did not realize, I lived here a year with my family and did not realize up until a couple nights ago that there were such cool areas that were these hidden gems. I just never would have found myself going to. So I really challenge our folks when they come in for these UTAs to go out and about. Right. And I know, so last night we went to the Plaza District. Is that what it's called?
Yes.
Yeah. And Neil, you've been to Plaza District.
Plaza District. Yeah. I mean, there are one of the things I would add, because I'm a, I too grew up right north of Boston and New Hampshire. The OKC is so welcoming.
Yeah.
You know, that's one of the things I love about Oklahoma City. Like, we just went to a Thunder game. And my son was born in Ohio when I was an active duty recruiter for the Air Force up there.
Yeah.
So he got to see the Cleveland Cavaliers play.
That's cool.
You know, and he had his Cleveland hat on, and we walked into the stadium, and they were giving him a hard time, but no one was mean. I can say, Jim, you're fine. Yeah. If you go, if you did that, you know, where we go in Boston, they're not as nice.
I can wear the opposing colors to Thunder's game. I can wear the Celtics stuff to Thunder's games and have some, you know, some
fun.
Good, good natured ribbing.
Friendly banter, right?
Yes, friendly, exactly. But not, you know, get pushed or tripped or anything like that. So
punched in the face, things like that. Yeah. So I can say that I love that. One of the things, you know, not that we're necessarily condoning any restaurants, but would love people to know, like, Stella is one of my wife's and I favorite. It's an Italian restaurant in Oklahoma City.
You said your anniversary the other day. Did you guys go there?
So actually, with the anniversary, we went to the Omni Hotel. Oh. And we stayed in the Omni, which is right across from the stadium.
Yeah. Yeah.
And that was amazing. And then we went to Capitol Grill, and it's a really nice restaurant there. So just great experiences in Oklahoma City for us.
Yeah. I think we may have mentioned this on one of our podcasts, but you took me to the Melting Pot.
It was by mistake. I didn't realize. I mean, I should have.
An intimate experience you guys had one night?
It was like, we walked in. I didn't realize where we were going. I was just thinking dip and stuff and cheese, or I don't know what I was thinking. Really, maybe I wasn't thinking about that. Actually, embarrassing. I just said that.
Now, did you pay for the chief, or did you make him pay?
We always go. We always split the time.
But that night, we met couples to our left and right, and we kind of introduced ourselves. We ended up moving over to their table, so we probably ruined their anniversaries. But that Plaza, I was just very impressed with the Plaza District. And then right downtown, there was that Jones Assembly. That was cool.
Live music and great food.
Awesome. Yeah.
Great
and in fact, they have two bands coming in, country from Texas.
Yep.
Like singers that, big bands though, big bands. So anyway. Well,
Darren mentioned, he said Hidden Gem. And and my reaction changed very quickly when I started, you know, I take the Uber in and I'm like, oh, what am I doing? Get settled in the hotel, go out in Bricktown. Went to Social Capital, like, you know, kind of stayed down that area, Bricktown towards the arena, and was like, this is
different.
Not what I expected.
Gotcha.
When I first got here and took the job, my dad would always call and be like, so what's Oklahoma? Like, he thought, I could tell in his voice, he thought it was tumbleweeds and cowboy hats, and Oklahoma City is some of that, and there's great heritage, I think he's mentioned as well, but it's a great food scene. There's a lot to do. It's, you know, it's got this interesting Midwest hipster feel, and I lived in Tacoma, Washington for a little bit, and Tacoma, Seattle's the same way, and I liken it kind of to Seattle. Again, just that different Midwestern flavor.
Well, I really feel that a traditional reservist, we come from 28 different states. 80% of our folks are from elsewhere, not from the Oklahoma City area. So I thought this was a pretty relevant topic for our folks, because when they come in, they don't always know what to do.
Yeah.
And you don't have a whole lot of time. We are here from 7 to 7:30 for maintenance. You're here at 3 in the morning. I'm joking. Not quite 3 in the morning, but it's dark when they show up. I can tell you that. It's dark. And they go home when it's dark. I mean, they work their tails off. But there's not a ton of time to just live it up.
Yeah.
But I would really challenge our guys to go take advantage of this place, because there's some great areas downtown and in Oklahoma City. Good people.
Yeah, I do want to talk about the stadium, the Comet Stadium, though, because I do like baseball. You know, I'll just bring it up now in front of two Boston people in front of me, but
get ready for this gym work.
I'm a St. Louis Cardinal fan when it comes to baseball.
Oh, I'm sorry for 04.
Yeah, I think that was, I think we swept that series, right?
Yeah,
we swept that series. I just couldn't remember.
So am I. Yeah. Ozzie Smith, Pena, Coleman, Larkin, Willie McGee.
Also, Red Sox.
And how many rings do we have?
I think
11.
I didn't.
11. Yeah. How many does Boston have?
Oh, he
was the last.
I love how you come up with this.
Because I'm trying to remember who the NBA champions are.
The only way they can come back, they have to say, well, who won the, you know, like, it's always not the. Right. Bigger picture right. is
the bigger picture.
The Cardinals are
a legacy.
Right.
Legacy
there you go. But they got a one off and they're really, really
they have
excited.
A green wall. That's all I heard. Yeah. They just keep hitting it every time. but going back to the comments, it is such a friendly environment, right? It almost feels like you're on the field. I've been there several games and enjoy the energy, enjoy the vibe and the residents around the area just love it.
Yep. Easy to get to.
Tell us the story, Colonel Gormley, real quick. You were on a date with your wife at a really cool restaurant when.
Oh, yeah. And I called you or texted you. Remember that? So we were sitting at Vast up way at the top.
Yes. Yeah. That's
and
right.
And that's a what building?
It's so the tallest building in Oklahoma City. It's Devon Tower. There you go. So Vast is the name of the restaurant at the very top. And my wife and I decided to go on a date night and we're sitting next to the window and I'm being me. She's enjoying me.
I hope she doesn't listen to our podcast, but go ahead.
So she has something to say to this. I don't know if she's really what she was enjoying, but we look out the window and there's firecrackers and, you know, lights and right down there on the field.
Right.
And I was a little offended at first. I'm like, Jim didn't tell me I don't know what's going on. He should have written me. Like, I didn't know it was a fireworks, blah, blah, blah. Yeah. So I thought I called you.
You didn't text it because you sent a picture. I remember that.
Yeah. I'm like, dude, what's going on? Why am I not involved in this? Like, we're supposed to be brothers.
Yeah.
And he goes, we just won the pennant. Isn't that what you said? What was your exact words? Like, you're like, we just, this was 2 years ago. Maybe you won the
PCL. Maybe. No, it wouldn't be PCL. Maybe it would.
You won the league.
What was a Friday night? Because we do fireworks every Friday night.
You're like, we just won. That's what you told me. I hope that wasn't just a normal night. If it was, we should have been there every Friday night. I didn't realize that. But all I know is I called and texted and you're like, oh yeah, I'll look the text up. While we're talking, I'm going to look the freaking text up. I'm going to tell you exactly what you said. But Vast, if you haven't been there, that's a wonderful place up top of the building.
I have a really good friend from the St. Louis area that has lived there his whole life. And I only knew about the OKC now Comets from a hat that he was wearing. And he was a super MLB fan. He'd go to all the stadiums. He had that, you know, he was the guy that wanted to hit the list his whole life. Right. And but I was like, hey, what's that? And so when I finally went there, I knew what he was talking about. Yeah. It's just such a great, great team.
And when I started out, I'm sorry, Jim.
I was just going to say what's funny about Matt asking me what happened on the field is I'm so ignorant sometimes of the actual baseball. Like people say, who's on the team or good prospects. And I try to learn a couple names, but to your point of friendly, we're so focused on what goes on outside the lines because we can control that. The fan experience, the concessions, the entertainment. That a lot of times I'm embarrassed when people ask me about the actual baseball. Yeah. And I'm a huge baseball fan.
Yeah.
Yeah. And what I was going to say, and I think earlier I said Blazers, I meant to say the Red Hawks. So I believe it was the Red Hawks when I got here. First duty station, 1999. Again, I showed up here and I'm like, what in the world? I just come from New England, from the ocean and mountains, and there wasn't any of that here. I too was asked if there were covered wagons here. But
exactly.
One of the biggest things as an airman and then working my way up into Air Force was just how friendly Oklahoma City was. And I got to see it grow. There didn't used to be a downtown. There wasn't a Riverwalk. Mm-hmm. The stadium has grown, but the Red Hawks, what we called it back then, was so welcoming to all of us. And it has stayed that way. And I just say thank you for that because it's amazing, amazing family environment. Yeah.
And well, that's the interesting thing. When I was in Tacoma, we've got Joint Base Lewis McChord right there. And, mm-hmm. and now here in Oklahoma City, and you know, Tinker right in our backyard and Altus and Fort Sill and the huge veteran community. What's always funny is it's, and just like our staff actually, and we'll get to that with the parallels of the Honorary Commander program, but it's always fun when we would have, you know, military groups come out is everyone's got a different hat on
because mm-hmm.
they're just getting their baseball fans, right? They're a Cardinals fan. They're a Red Sox fan.
And they're from everywhere.
They're from everywhere.
Yeah. In fact, I just so I have my phone out in front of me right now, and there's the video. I won't push play because no one can see it. But you said first time in 27 years. I said, yeah, thought lights are going crazy. You I said, did you win? You go, we sure did. First time in 27 years. So and then that was awesome perspective.
I don't even know if I was at the game. Still, yeah.
Well,
honestly.
Well, it cool truly, disclosure. Yeah. And baseball, yeah, hands down, I think majority, yeah, of people can agree, America's pastime. I mean, it's, yeah, just one of those things. You just feel great eating a hot dog, drinking a beverage,
yeah,
you know, enjoying your friendship time, you know, watching a little bit of baseball.
And so, it allows for that, right? Yeah. Like, you go to a hockey game, a football game, a basketball game, it's boom, 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 boom. Yeah. You know, every, yeah, something's, yeah, going on.
Yeah.
There's no breaks.
Yeah, gotcha. Gotcha.
Baseball's laid back, yeah, lets you take it in and do all, yeah, that stuff.
And a second ago, you mentioned moving here.
Mm-hmm.
When you moved here within the first, I mean, you became an honorary commander like that, didn't you? I feel like you must have gotten off the plane because you said 22.
It was April 25th, 22.
Yeah. So you had to have gotten in that program within the next couple of months. Because,
6 months probably.
And then because I got here in mid-23, early 23. Yeah. So I thought you had been here longer. So, no. So you got off the train,
mm-hmm,
jumped right in this program. And have been a part of it since. So we've been basically a part of your stay here the whole time you've been here.
Yeah, you're right. Part. I never thought about that.
Yeah. Yeah. So this has been a constant. You needed us.
We needed you. Yeah. Well, and so. Sorry, the best part of my first day here was severe tornado warning. Oh, so literally 3 hours legit. After I dropped my stuff. Oh, yeah. Sirens going. I get I think it's so cool. Oh,
yeah.
Wow. My first day is already the tornado,
yeah,
stuff.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And I get a call from our senior VP and she goes, are you okay?
Oh, yeah.
And that's when it hit me like, oh,
legit.
This is
legit.
Real.
Yeah, because the, yeah, only crisis is you guys have in Boston is just not winning the World Series, right?
Yeah. So I know we can hunker down in Nor'easter. We shovel out after. Like,
so I know we need to get on to the honorary commander.
Yeah, that's true.
Last thing I'll say is I met my wife in Wichita during a tornado warning. Sirens. I thought it was just sirens. Like, you do it in Tennessee. I grew up in Tennessee.
Right.
You hear sirens all the time. It's not really a tornado. So here, I'm in Wichita, Kansas, sirens are going off, and I went from my room downstairs because I heard that there was this young lady working at the front desk, and I want to meet her. I'd seen her, but I want to go down and meet her, and sirens are going off outside. I walk in, and there's no one sitting at the desk. And I kind of peek behind, I was like, hello? And my wife's under the desk. She's like, yeah? She's under the desk. That's a tornado. Oh. She's like, what are you doing? I'm like, well, I want to say hello. And she goes, there's a tornado. Come back later, please. So I left. But anyway, that was the first time
I met my wife. She didn't invite you?
No, she didn't have any table. No, yeah. No. She didn't quite know.
The relationship started out as a rejection.
Yeah. You need to leave. Yeah. I was waiting. I thought she invited you to come take shelter.
Yeah.
But, okay, so honorary commander, when you got involved, what was your expectation? Because I can only imagine coming on a military base. I don't think you had a whole lot of military growing up, right, in your life, or did you?
Not in my, yeah, life. I've got, yeah, some family members. Actually, it's funny. My great uncle Charlie, my dad's uncle, he got shot in the butt in World War II.
Oh.
And the joke was always like Forrest Gump, he got,
yeah,
shot in the butt.
Yeah.
But when he passed, my, yeah, dad and his brother went to clear everything out. He had a Purple Heart.
Oh, wow.
But he got shot because he took down a machine gun installation by himself, saved a bunch of his guys. Like, that's, of course, awesome. Never talked about
it. Yeah. Yeah.
So, you know, always was, yeah, had some family. And,
yeah,
when I was in Tacoma, we had our Salute to Armed Forces nights. And we said, hey, we're none of us are veterans. None of us have been in the military. Let's bring them to the table to tell us how we do it right.
Right.
Yeah.
So really started to get into it there. And when I got here, did the same, which kicked off getting more familiar with Tinker.
Yeah. Yeah.
And then it was offered to me. And my first reaction was, sounds really cool. Really interesting.
Yeah.
We had done little one-offs at Joint Base.
Right.
Lewis McCord. And, yeah, and they were, yeah, more experiential. Hey, come down and shoot guns at the range. We're like, okay.
Yeah. Why not?
This, yeah, was,
he's
like,
gonna say no to that.
Yeah. Yeah. This, yeah, was, you're going to be attached to someone for a year. Once, yeah, a month. And I'm like, you know, not a big commitment, but my biggest thing was, am I going to get some stuffy military guy, Air Force guy?
Yeah.
Gotcha. And luckily,
gotcha.
Yeah.
Amanda.
Yeah, absolutely.
Picked Hackman. Me out,
yep,
out of a hat.
Yep. Yep.
And I had, you, yeah, know, Colonel Parks first,
yep,
and
you bet,
yourself and Darren and Doug. And I mean, everyone here has just been,
gotcha,
amazing.
Gotcha.
So I was a, yeah, little, I was excited.
I gotcha.
But
apprehensive.
Apprehensive. Yeah.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
Okay. So how has this fit into, I know you do giant military events. I drove the golf cart, you know,
yeah,
your military event, and Colonel Rosetta was there. How does that fit into what you do on a daily basis? How did the wing fit into that?
Yeah, I think, you know, there's this, I don't want to say mystique, but everyone knows that Tinker's here.
Yeah.
And it's,
yeah,
so big.
Right.
So to have the opportunity to take, you know, Friday once a month and really immerse yourself into what's going on here,
yeah,
helped frame out kind of how Tinker impacts a larger community. I think that, again, the other element of the Army Commander program, a little twofold, I guess, is other business leaders you're now meeting and spending 8 hours with sometimes.
Call. Great call. Can be, but it could also be a good one. It would really be both.
Yeah.
Just trying to be the optimist here.
Of course. You mentioned the reservists being from everywhere. When Doug and Michael had me come in and gave me a brief, you know, aside from, and that's why this wing was so awesome, is because it wasn't just those days. So like Michael and Doug had me come in and gave me basically a brief on everything you guys do. And there were so many times, and I'll get to why I reference the out of town stuff. And I want to preface any connection I make to what we do as far less important and low key than what you guys do. I kept nodding my head and being like, that reminds you of this back at work. And this reminds you of this back at work.
I gotcha.
Where I was going with the out of town is out of a staff of 45, we probably have 5 or 6 from Oklahoma. The parallels were very evident.
Interesting. I've never made that connection before.
Do they have, you have mandatory weekends where you have to come in? And,
During the season.
The games.
There's another parallel. All right.
Well, and Neil, were you here when the, the maintenance group, did you, you didn't have your own honorary commander in the maintenance group, did you? Because there's some bases that have honorary commanders in the groups also, not just the wing.
No, sir. No, we didn't have our own honorary commander, but I've worked, you know, having been in recruiting service at the different wings and being able to work with honorary commanders.
Okay.
But I do have to say this now that we're saying this, that you have been one of the most involved honorary commanders.
Absolutely.
Not just, you don't come out here because you have to, but it's evident that you want to.
Thank you.
And so we, I mean, that just speaks volumes. Like, you're cool. You know, we get excited when we see you. Some honorary commanders, were like, they're like, who is that? You know, with you, it's like, that's Jim. And so really, I want you to know that I've worked with a lot of different honorary commanders and you're cool.
Thank you. To be validated.
You're
on
wicked.
Refuel radio.
There you go.
But to be validated on Refuel Radio by the co-host, I mean, that's a
by the third meal.
And I got to take a dig at Skulls. I listened to his episode. I was going to try to work this in that you weren't going to get as many sirs out of me as Jeremy give, which is understandable. But
He's one of those guys.
So let's talk about the value of building strong connections with the community, right? Because you're coming from your perspective in the community. Neil, you've been here forever too. So definitely chime in on from your perspective of being around this area, the interactions we have, not just from Tinker to the community, but also the 507.
That's something else that stood out to me. You know, Neil mentioned it, how just friendly people are here. Maybe it's that it's 115 degrees, not negative 10. I've never, and I've had a few stops in minor league baseball, I've never been somewhere where I feel like the business community, the community, everyone just wants to move forward in the same direction, lockstep.
That's cool to hear.
And I think where the honorary commander program comes in is it gives the business community, leaders in the business community, an opportunity to come into Tinker, learn, and
I appreciate it.
Appreciate it. A lot of times I would go back right into a game and tell everyone what I was doing. So it's not just me. I'm going back and being a mouthpiece to, you know, a speaker to our staff and people, other people I talk to in the business community. And so it really, you know, becomes that conduit. But I, like I was just talking to my girlfriend on the way in and I've got a base pass. Like everyone can't just come on.
That's so true. You're right. That's exactly right. That is a privilege. And it's, what's cool is that you appreciate it, you know, and you appreciate what you see here. Because people give up, especially our traditional reservists, not the active duty don't, but our traditional reservists give up a lot of time per month to come and be part of the wing. And they give that time up because I think of what this wing represents, you know. But we, I saw a map the other day that one of our guys put together. We have folks from Maine to, you know, Washington, to San Diego, down to the Keys. I'm trying to figure out who that Keys person is because I'm visiting them. We're going. But we got, they're everywhere. But they come here because they love the culture here, you know? So and I think it's evident that you've been immersed in our culture.
And again, those parallels, right? By no means the same sacrifice, but having lived away from family, friends, what you know, like, that's not easy. And so, you know, to do that, it's commendable.
And I would chime in. So this is, you know, having been here for so long and being involved in the local community. And I first got here in 99 and then we got stationed in Ohio. So I went up there as a recruiter and came back, left, came back and came back here in 2018 and then retired and from the Air Force and stayed here. But throughout all my dealings within the community, Tinker Air Force Base is means so much to so many people. Now, most cannot get on, But they're like, my dad used to be, or my grandpa was a B-52 pilot. My grandma, you know, she was one of the original Rosie Riveters that worked in 3001. Yeah. Like, I have heard these stories. And so they look at Tinker. So anything, and sir, we talked about this when we're going out with partnerships and just letting people know, like, we would not be what we are without the community. And we have, there's so much history and heritage and so much pride from the community for what we do here at Tinker. And that's why I think it's important that, one, we get out there and partner with communities, but that in everything we do, that we do it the best we can, because we are representing so many people from past and present that it's just an honor to be a part of it.
Well, and you guys know best, but having that experience with Joint Base Lewis McChord, 26,000, whatever, most of that is actual military, not civilian DOD.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas
so true.
I found out that this is a huge base.
Tens of thousands of people.
So many civilians.
And the majority of the civilians.
That are coming in from local communities, Neil.
So, and on that note, the 507th Air Fueling Wing is probably one of the smaller units when you're talking, because the 72nd, the air base wings are full of civilians, a lot of civilians, and they're the installation. And then you have the OCALC and the AFSC. Then you got the 50 and the Navy. And then you got the little 507th refueling wing over here. We have our own campus, meaning we have everything we need. We're our own little city within a city. But we are the Okies. That's what I like. I just want people to know that we are the Okies. We are theirs. We belong here.
Yep.
And we're your neighbors. And we're here to stay. Even the TRs, they're here to stay. So when they come in, they don't go anywhere. People come here and they stay. I think, again, because of the culture and what this place brings. So I do know that although a smaller unit, I have a meeting in about 20 minutes. We walk in. Oh, the Okies are here. So, oh, it's the Okies. You know, they know when we walk in.
Yeah.
They know what's going on.
And they should know that we love passing gas. Right? So, I mean, that's important. But I say that because when I'm out in the community, they're like, what do you do at Tinker? And the easiest thing for me to say is, you know those planes that fly over with the boom on the back? Oh, yeah. I said, you know, they refuel the other planes.
Yeah.
That's what I get the privilege to work with. And so they see them. They see them flying. And it's really.
And we have a lot of good examples inside the 507th in regards to the local community. We have police officers. We have firefighters that are local. We have a couple of folks that own a garage door insulation business, you know, which is really great locally. One thing that was really interesting, we have a master sergeant that owns a knife making business and was a season 7 champion of Forged in Fire.
Really?
So, yeah. So if you want to look up that episode in season 7, his name is Casey Cleveland.
Yeah. Yeah.
But I just think that those are the connections that we have with the community, because we live it every day, you know, with our neighbors side by side.
And can I add, Chief, on this?
Yeah.
Yeah.
We would not be what we are without our spouses. And so not only do we have this great community, but our key spouse program, the key liaison, absolutely phenomenal.
Right.
There are so many spouses in this area that support us and in the community.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I think that needs to be mentioned too.
Well, and Neil has gone out over the last few months, and we are making an even more of an effort to go out and visit and meet the community and have them understand who we are, specifically, not Tinker as a whole, but the 507th.
Yeah.
Introduce the Okies to them. And explain to them that, much like we've done with you, bring them in and just introduce them to what we have, who we are, and experience it.
And I think folks want that, right? Like, again, parallels.
Yep.
You see the aircraft, but you don't know everything that goes into it.
Yeah,
Buy the hot dog, but you don't know everything that's going on in the back end.
Yeah.
And so, give someone a VIP tour, we bring them up to the control room or show them where the broadcast is, or even bring them down into the basement where we're just storing all the hot dogs and stuff.
Gotcha.
Like, they're like, wow, this is cool. And it's like, really? And again, it's because we live this stuff every day, but you guys are introducing, like, you know, peeling back the layers, pulling back the curtain, if you will.
Showing
all that stuff.
These are the hot dogs? This really?
I prefaced all of this by saying.
Can we just like pause for a second? Because I've never been shown where the hot dogs are stored. Okay.
Sure.
And I thought we were friends, Jim.
I thought we did the VIP tour.
So you can go in first and Matt and I'll sales side.
Not that I'm interested in where hot dogs are stored, but anyway.
I'm completely thrown off now. Yeah, I had something I wanted to say.
Well,
hot dogs.
I am curious though, as we kind of start wrapping this podcast up, this episode, any memorable moments, you know, as an honorary commander with us? I think that'd be really kind of fun to hear your perspective.
Yeah.
And then if you've got one, Colonel Gormley, and you know, Neil, I know you're just sitting there looking at me.
Yeah, if we have time. If we have time,
But I would just be curious. It'd be really kind of nice to hear this.
Yeah, definitely. I think first and foremost, it was being embraced, right? Like, from the minute I started this program.
Amanda Hackman.
Carl Parks.
Yep.
I'll never forget that first reception. Again, walking in, being like, is this going to be brutal? And just immediately being embraced, welcomed, meant to feel like a part of the wing. And that was never more evident than at Jeremy's retirement.
Right.
Gotcha. Like, I was more than happy to come because of everything he did for me while I was part of the honorary commander program. And I'm thinking I'm just going to be part of the, 18 rows back.
Gotcha. Gotcha.
I'm in the first row.
Yeah.
I get mentioned a couple times. Jeremy met, and just like, wow.
Yeah.
So that was really impactful. And then the cool stuff, the flight simulators that Colonel Park took me to. I think I'm just going to put on like a VR headset.
Right.
I'm going in a full hydraulic, like, it was wild. And of course, the different opportunities we had with the honorary commander program, I say this, and I think I would have chickened out, but like putting on the suit and getting attacked by the dog. We didn't get to do that day. But going up and seeing a refueling, like I was laying right there. And what was really interesting was the gentleman doing the refueling was taking video of it. It did it, I'm sure, so many times, but was still taking video of it.
Yeah.
And the Warthog was talking to him. I could hear it. And he said, can you send me that video? He wanted to see it from that side.
Yeah,
and so for you guys to still think all this stuff is cool,
you're right. Stuck up. To this day, when I go in the back, I cannot believe that this giant monstrosity of basically a 747 the other day refueled. It's right there.
Yeah.
It's right there. Yeah. And we've all, but most of us have been on the other side of that too, where you're coming up behind the tanker, and you just to see it from those perspectives and all the training that goes into making that just happen. It's wild. Yep. And that's one of the things our air crew, it's one of the things I'm going to talk to about this weekend, is the training and what they do on a regular basis and it's amazing it is.
Absolutely.
So I appreciate you saying that.
Yeah.
I really
do.
Ernest, it's great to hear.
I'm glad you brought up the retirement ceremony, because that was my story, memorable moment with you. I know we've had a lot of interactions over the years, but it was really great to have you on my right side. Sitting right there in the front row. Because for us, it matters.
Yeah.
Like, these connections absolutely matter. And we always, I think we may have said this on another podcast in general, but when you're an Okie, you're always an Okie.
And I know you haven't,
weren't assigned to our wing, but you're an Okie. So even though you're going to go back to Boston and probably watch, Ben Affleck movies and Matt Damon movies, I'm sure you'll get immersed in that. We will never forget you being an Okie. So it was really, really great. Anything to add, Third Wheel? Neil?
You're going to let me speak. Thank you.
If you want to.
I would just, two things is, first of all, when it comes to experiences, I was able to be on an AWACS when we were doing a tail swap. We were taking one to the desert one time, and I got to sit up into flight deck as we were getting refueled. And then I also got to be part of a commercial that Air Force Reserve Recruiting Service did in our 507th KC-135 when we were refueling a C-5 Galaxy. Right. So I got to be in both, positions. So it was just real surreal.
Yeah.
But one of the things I want to mention is, like you said, a retirement ceremony is the support that we provide our members. And I think that's one of the reasons why people travel from all over the world, all over the country, to come here. When my daughter was faced with her medical issue, she still has, there was an outpouring of love and support. And it wasn't like, oh, okay, well, do you need some time, Neil? It was, you're taking time, and how can we help you?
Right.
And gotcha. I really feel like so many members that we have in our wing could say the same thing. And so
I agree.
It's family. It's a family.
Yeah. Yep. Well, even I felt it.
Well, how you like them apples?
Oh,
we've come to the end.
You look that up?
We've come to the end. Isn't that what you guys say?
He was on his phone looking things up. Yeah. That's like Goodwill Hunting.
Wait a second. Is that a Boston?
Yeah. I thought it was, isn't it?
Goodwill Hunting.
Yeah. Goodwill Hunting.
Oh, Goodwill
Hunting. Yeah, but I thought that. Yeah.
We don't
say that.
I've never heard that outside of Washington.
Yeah. We do say Wicked, though. That's
right. Okay.
Yeah. Hey, did you want? I did want to mention this. Do you? Well, maybe we should say.
Third Wheel's got a lot to say today.
Yeah. Who are you talking to?
I'm talking to Jim. I just want to say that as you're going back to New England, I hope that you have safe travels.
Thank you.
And enjoy the mass... that drive around up there.
Yep.
But as we call them. So just be careful.
Thank you.
Driving.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Definitely a different highway experience.
Yeah. Yeah. Yes. All right. Episode 5. We wrapped up.
We're wrapping up.
Jim.
And in the future, by the way, before we close.
Right. Yeah.
If we have a St. Louis Cardinals versus Boston Red Sox World Series again, who do you think will win, Colonel Gormley?
I wonder. it'll.
I thought we were going to talk friendly wager.
Oh, no, never.
But you'll be the first person we call. Both of you will be the first folks we call. I don't want you guys. I don't want you guys getting all down and everything. Yeah. But Jim, thanks for being a part of our lives.
Thank you.
For being a part of being an Okie.
Yeah, I'm honored.
You're still an Okie, even hanging out in the big city. All right.
Yeah.
All right. And safe travels, like he said. Episode five is wrapping up. Thanks for coming and being a part of this.
Yeah.
Neil. Yeah.
We'll probably invite you back.
I think you will be back.
You actually were a good.
You passed, Neil. You passed.
Thank you.
You bet, man. That was awesome. Yeah. Thanks for coming. Yeah, honestly. Cool. All right. Till next time, Chief.
Yep.
Episode 6. Here we come. Later.
And this war we're fighting today and tomorrow and the next day until we win is a war of the air.